This broadcast of the PJC Media Network seeks to present wholesome, thought-provoking, and entertaining content. However, the views expressed by the hosts of PJC Media are theirs and theirs alone. They do not reflect the views of this network or its affiliates. Please utilize listener discretion.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show. Each week, we feature different topics concerning issues that sometimes can be difficult to talk about. These issues concern children and adults who may be autistic, have Asperger's, or have mental disorders of any kind. We will discuss law enforcement and how they interact with these persons. Now, let's start the show.
Good evening. Good evening and welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show. Tonight, we're going to be discussing the pandemic and we're going to discuss whether or not divorces are the pandemic. Is it causing more divorces? And audience, you will have a perfect time to call in and to let us know how you feel. Do you think that a lot of divorces have been held because of the pandemic? Do you think there was something going on all the time before the pandemic? Just call and let me know. There are signs that the divorce rate is rising as couples struggle with the emotional and economic fallout of the past 11 months. Divorce filing rose dramatically in China after the COVID-19 lockdown ended in March. In the United States, sales of online self-help divorce agreements rose by 34% compared to last year. Family lawyers surveyed in April and July reported 25% to 35% requests to start divorce proceedings compared to the same time in 2019. A lot of bad behaviors during the coronavirus pandemic, such as substance abuse and pornography, are unhealthy releases for relationships. In a recent case, one spouse just left and started another romantic relationship without even attempting to cover it up. As the pandemic rises, many couples are looking to separate only to find their plans put on hold before they even began. So I don't know. What do you think, listeners? Is the pandemic the reason why all of these divorces are being filed, or was it there hovering all the time in the house? Call me at 646-668-8485 and let us know how you feel. Right now, I'd like to introduce my co-host, Mr. Coleman. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing, Jenny?
I'm fine, thank you. Glad you're here tonight.
Glad to be here.
What do you think about the divorces in the pandemic? Do you think that more divorces are happening because of the pandemic?
Yeah, I can see where that has increased. Sound like you got a little company over there.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry. I apologize. And they're right outside my door.
Okay.
Go ahead, and I'll
sound
see
like
you
got the dog over there. It's fine. You're good.
You go ahead,
Manny, I'm
and
sure.
you go ahead and tell me what you think.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the pandemic has caused people to spend more time with each other and closer. You know, they've been in closer proximity of each other. And so, you know, it was either going to bring people closer together or pull them farther apart. So I think that, you know, the fact that more people are working from home now, I think that a lot of people have had to quit their boyfriends and girlfriends. And so, you know, I think it hasn't only broke up husbands and wives. I think it's broke up husband, wives, girlfriends, wives, husbands, and boyfriends. And I think it's everybody that felt it. I think, you know, parents and children, I think some parents probably kicked some of their grown kids out the house. And I think, you know, I think everybody felt it.
Well, that could be. Let me introduce our guest. Before we continue with this, I'd like to get her information. Hi, Ms. Holland. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, Jenny. Yourself?
I'm good. I'm good. Can you give us a little bit about who you are?
Sure. My name is Charmaine, and I'm a mother of two grown men. I have 6 grandkids. My background is in finance. I've been a CFO for 30 years. People will say that I'm a Renaissance woman. I do a little bit. I'm a fashion designer. And COVID has kind of shifted my career into becoming more of a life coach because I see people needing more help. So I really help empower individuals to overcome life struggles by finding solutions where they can develop growth, where they can make changes to move forward in life. So that's something that I have been really working on and seeing that people really need help in that area. And as a CFO, they used to always say that I'm a CFO/psychiatrist. People always come into my office when I'm like 23 and would just pour their whole life story out. So that's a little bit about me, but really my background is in bookkeeping, taxes, and finance, and helping entrepreneur business to help with their business structure.
Okay.
Right,
very good.
Go ahead. Go ahead,
Jermaine. No, go ahead. No, I was just saying that's pretty interesting. Now, you say you've been a CFO for over 30 years. Has that been one organization or has that been several organizations during the course of your career?
It actually has been about two careers. I was with one company for 18 years, and I kind of started from the bottom and came all the way up to the top as a CFO. And then when the recession hit, you know, I kind of moved to another organization, and then from there I started my own business as a bookkeeper tax preparer, helping entrepreneurs.
Okay. Did I miss something?
I don't know. He asked a question. I was done, so I wasn't sure exactly was there another question or was there something someone else was going to ask me something?
Well, yeah. You have to forgive me. I'm sorry. I have grandchildren over here, and I keep telling them they can't be on my show. But it seems
that's
like...
Okay. We understand life happens, you know?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. But I kind of miss some stuff. Maceo, did you ask any questions?
Yes, he kind of asked me what 30 years as in the finance department, was it with one structure company or was it several? So I was sharing that I was with one company for 18 years. And I kind of from, you know, just a filing clerk all the way to the CFO. And then a recession hit. Then I moved to another organization that I was with for a couple of years. And then that's when I was about 20, 23. And that's when, you know, people started coming to me and saying, oh, you know, I'm sorry, not 23. I think it was in my 30s. I was in my 30s after the recession hit. And then people used to always say, this is the CFO / psychiatrist's office. And so they would come and share the life story, which helped me to understand why I'm going into a life coach career now.
And what did you do to make people feel so comfortable talking to you?
I was just being myself, being authentic, just being real, keeping it real, you know, being me, I think. And I always have a lovely personal uplifting personality. And I think it just draws people to me. I've been like this since I've been a little kid. Me. I can't change it. You know, sometimes people are like, why are you so happy? You know, I wish I knew the ingredients and the recipe, but this is just how I am when I wake up and I am like this until I go to sleep. You know, that's just me.
Okay. Well,
so
that's
I think
a good thing.
My personality and my energy just pulls people to me. I'm sorry.
No, I said that's a good thing. So you don't get tired of these people, huh?
Huh?
You had what?
No, I'm sorry. I didn't hear your question. You said something at the end. Do I get tired of people or?
No, I'm sure that they are not tired of you. I was just wondering what it was about you that brought people to you. And make them I'm sure, pour out their troubles, I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
And
I think,
go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, no, I just think it's the energy. I think sometimes it's the energy and a spiritual connection. You know how you just get that vibe from that person. You're like, oh, hey. And then I'm a type of person, if I see you, if I get close enough to you, I'm going to say hello to you. And I think once I speak to you and maybe at that moment you need to just release and people just release on me. So I think that's what it is.
Well, a lot of people do that. I noticed that, you know, if you're like riding on public transit, you know, maybe you're going on a trip or something. I think it's easier to speak to someone like that because you know you'll never see them again. I think that's it. But
okay, that could be it.
Yeah, because a lot of times people don't want to express what's going on with them to people that they know will see them and have opinions. That's the whole thing.
That is true. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, absolutely right. So, you know, if you got an issue, and usually, generally, if you're talking to someone that you don't know and you're just sharing with them, they can come up with something that will help you. I mean,
absolutely.
I've had a situation like that.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, don't know them, haven't seen them, you know what I'm saying, but you can talk to
yes,
them.
Ma'am.
So I don't
yes,
know.
Ma'am.
I'm going to ask my listeners, my people, just press the 1. If you have an issue that you would like to have resolved, well, maybe not, because we're all here and we're going to be listening. But no, you know, we don't spread like that. So
yeah, no.
Right.
Go ahead. I was gonna say there's no magic pill. There's no nothing that happens overnight. Now it's all a process.
I know, but you know, it's just maybe just that one thing that was said. That just
one thing.
That one thing. And it could you could have spoken to somebody for about 30 minutes or an hour, 45 minutes, you know, And then before you stop talking to them, they say one thing that helped you.
Yes.
I've had that experience myself. And it, you know, it's
so
very illuminating. Yes. It's interesting. I like talking to people too. So
let's take a break and then we'll be back and see what my listeners think.
Okay.
This is the Jenny. Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show.
We'll be back to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show. Is your food bland and you want to spice it up? Does it taste like something is missing? What's missing is my seasoning, Butch's Bodacious Seasoning, all-purpose seasoning, good on absolutely everything but ice cream. I'm Linda Porter, President and CEO of Butch's Bodacious Seasoning. To get the spice back in your life, call me at 313-393-2738. You won't regret it. Thank you.
Hi, friends. I'm Dr. Mike Spaulding, inviting you to listen to great Bible teaching on the Transforming Word radio show and podcast. All shows are available on iTunes and Stitcher. Search for the Transforming Word and subscribe for notification of new shows. You may also listen to every episode from my website, www.thetransformingword.com. In addition to the Transforming Word, I want to make you aware of my interview, news, and opinion show, Soaring Eagle Radio. If you're interested in engaging conversations related to a variety of topics not covered by typical news media, then check out Soaring Eagle Radio. You may subscribe to the show on iTunes and Stitcher, and you may listen to every episode on my website, www.soaringeagleradio.com. For more information on my ministries, please email me, PastorMike@cclohio.com. Again, that's PastorMike@cclohio.com. Thank you for listening to these shows, and please leave me a note when you do. God bless you today.
Do you know a youth in need of a place to live? Have you always wanted to make a difference in the city of Detroit, but not known how? The answer to both of these questions is Covenant House, Michigan. Covenant House is a youth homeless shelter serving 18 to 24-year-olds in the city of Detroit with education, resources, job preparation, and so much more. If you'd like to learn more about these programs, please call 313-463-2000 or look us up on the web at www.covenanthousemi.org.
This is Jacqueline Jones Frederick of Jones and Frederick Enterprises, Inc. This incorporation consists of a tutoring business, a tutoring staffing, and a traveling business. We have serviced the community since 2007. Our clients are third graders to college students. We tutor in all academic subjects.
Okay.
Please call Jacqueline at 586-306-5487.
Okay. Okay. Well, we're back with the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White. And tonight we're talking about, or we're asking a question about the pandemic. Is it causing more divorces? So would you like to expound more on that, Ms.
Holland? Sure, I can. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am. You know, it's kind of like half and half. I hear stories about people getting together and getting married during COVID, and then I also hear about relationships where people are getting divorced or they're breaking up. Just recently I was talking to one of my girlfriends, and her mother and father have been together for 30-something years, and her father, I guess he did a lot of business travel, so he really wasn't home. And since COVID, he couldn't do traveling. And one day he just said, hey, I want to buy you out. He said, I don't want to be in this relationship no more. And
wow.
The mother was like devastated. Yeah, she didn't see it coming. And they like in their 70s, I think, 70s, maybe almost 80. And
wow.
He was like, yeah. And I'm thinking, man, yeah, that's hard. And, you know, and my girlfriend, she's like, I don't know what to do. You know, my mother, you know, she wasn't prepared for it. And so the husband want to buy her out and I guess buy the house. He said, you can have the kids. The kids is grown. You know what I mean? So
right.
I guess there was something, I guess he just, you know, I don't know. COVID kind of actually pulled the rug underneath us. You know, maybe we might have stuff we put in the rug and pay no mind. It has allowed us to see our true self and pull layers off of us and get to the root to maybe a lot of issues that we might be having. And so some people don't. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying, you're right about that. I was just agreeing with you.
Okay.
So what do you think about? What do you think about Bill Gates?
Oh, Bill Gates. Huh. You know, I was just listening on the news, and there was Anderson Cooper had a little small interview. I only seen a little clip of it on news where it talks about Melinda. I guess she started questioning Bill Gates during the guy. There's a guy who went to jail. I can't think of his name, but he went to jail for molesting kids or sex trafficking kids. And him and Bill Gates had a conversation where they were going to do business or something and on a different level. And I think Melinda questioned that. And when I listened to the little clip, probably like, I don't know, it was just less than 2 days ago, Anderson Cooper, I was like, wow, there it is. You know, something about that triggered the divorce. And that's what, and even Bill Gates said that was a mistake that I should not have done. I don't know what all that means.
Oh,
but,
wow.
Yeah, you
what
about Jeffrey Epstein.
Huh?
Yeah, the man's name was Jeffrey Epstein.
Yes, there you go. Yes, yes, yes. So I don't know. That's pretty huge. And just listen to how Bill Gates was kind of, you know, talking. I'm thinking, wow. That's saying a lot, but only a little bit came out of his mouth.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, well,
but
he's not trying to incriminate himself or go to jail because he might like young kids, you know.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely. But, yeah, but you know
well,
what? Definitely power a body couple. Huh?
Didn't the, what is it, Bezos, the one who took those people to in the spaceship, didn't he his wife got a divorce as well? All these rich people.
Really?
Well, there's a lot of poor people getting divorced too.
Well, I know that. Okay, Okay, we have a listener. Listener, you're on. You want to tell us who you are?
Hello, this is TC from Detroit again.
Okay.
I think what you were talking about, I think it's two totally different things. You know, if you were to get a divorce, you know, or decide to split, and you get like $1 billion on the settlement, I can see your life being a little rough, but I can't see it as being as rough as a poor guy that only got $5,000 in his pocket, you know, because I'd marry somebody and break up with him if I could get $100 million with you. I'd have to put up with him except for 7 years.
Well,
I mean, if
you're with somebody, you know, that's got $100 million, then you've got a $100 million lifestyle. So, you know, it ain't like you've been hurting along the way. It's just that if, you know, you are if all that money was generated from the other party and you all are going your separate ways, then of course you want to be able to live, continue to live accustomed to the, you know, the lifestyle that you have, you know, become accustomed to. But
I think
yeah,
you said
I mean,
the
you
right
know.
Word, the lifestyle, because
oh, yeah.
think about people that are very busy, you know, they tend to enjoy those moments they finally get together, right? Because you take a guy
yeah.
like Bill Gates, he's not sitting around every day thinking, oh, I'm bored. You know what I mean? So, you know,
no, it's always
they very
to do.
Seldom
that's why they,
spend a lot of time together. You know,
yeah,
so
well, that's why they're flying in outer space now.
Right. They're trying to get away from the routine, the normal routine that you or I.
Oh, yeah.
Especially, now, I had a friend when I was in the Air Force. My boss, she was a JAG, and her husband was going to school to become a doctor, right? So most of their time after they got married was spent with him in residency. The first year he got out of residency and had the time to actually spend with her, he could ask for a divorce that next year.
Wow.
Because he said, well, I didn't know her, you know, because he was always in med school and training.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden he got to sit down. He's got two kids and a wife, and he's there with her. And he said, oh, my God.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
that's what
you know,
COVID, that's what COVID's done, you know. It's
right?
brought people closer together, you know, that, you know, they could have been married for years, but just because, you know, people are married for years doesn't mean they're happily married for years.
Well, I think that cuts your time for being sad as well.
You think so? You think so?
Yeah, because they're too busy. I mean, look, think about when you had your kids and you would have to take them here and take them there and your husband was working over there and whatever. Sometimes by the time you get home, you would probably sleep. You know, you'd be so tired and worn out.
Oh, yeah.
So now all of a sudden, every day, you got to, you know, you look up. I'm going to tell this little story. It's kind of on me. I never forget when I got married, one of my times. Okay, so it was more than one, right? Or two or
okay.
And I'll never forget, we had that 2 weeks off from General Motors for Christmas, right? And so this was my first year, and my wife said, we're going to be together for 2 whole weeks? I'm like, I wasn't, you know, I'm like...
Okay,
you know what
go talking? Ahead. Oh, that's
and
funny
what
to
I was
me.
Saying, well, it was funny because like, here I am, you know, I'm going to work and doing stuff, you know, and you're kind of busy, you know. So when you get home, you're happy, you know, whatever. But then all of a sudden, I look at this 2 week period, you know, well, I can't even go nowhere.
Wow.
Because that, you know, that was their anticipation because we were been busy all the other times, right?
Yeah.
So they figure
yeah.
that's time to make up for the time that we were busy.
Right.
So,
right. That wasn't necessarily how you was looking at it, though, huh?
No, I was looking totally opposite, you know.
Well, what you should have done was to get a trip
My
together.
Own, be quiet. Huh?
You should
that's
have gotten
the
a trip
thing.
Together. You should have gotten the trip.
Oh,
you say, well, honey, I got 2 weeks off. Hmm?
You mean give her one trip and send you another trip somewhere else?
Right. Pay for her girl's trip, right.
Right.
Yeah, you might
but
have still been
her
married.
Sister.
The more
That's
time
funny.
You spend with people, the more you get to know them. You
That's
know what I
right.
mean? And you begin, like I said, little things that used to didn't bother you, all of a sudden, you know, bother you, you know. Because when I was married, if I left a teaspoon on the table, my wife would get up, fill up a whole sink of water just to clean that one spoon. Because her thing was, you never went to bed with any dirty dishes in the sink. And I'm like,
yeah, I'm
my bed and just hiding the spoon somewhere until the next day.
I don't know. Let's ask the guest. Ms. Holland, what do you think about that?
You know what? It was actually, when he said his wife said, that means that you're going to be here for 2 weeks. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Because she's so used to her space, you're not there. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. And so then when he talked about the spoon, so that means that he's messing the whole order up. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, us females, you know, we like to keep things in certain order. And now this person's here, and it's like, okay, you're messing up the flow, dude. You know, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's why I told him. That would have really been a good thing if he went one way and she went the other. And then when you guys came back, you would have a lot of information to share.
Well, she wasn't talking about going separate ways. She was talking about being together 24 hours a day, 14 days in a row. And I was like, man.
Well, ask your question. It is a lot of time, but maybe that would have been a good, perfect time to take a vacation, take a trip somewhere.
But,
I don't know, how
like
often
I asked,
do you, how often
you with her or without her?
No,
with her.
What are you saying?
With her.
With her.
Okay,
yes.
Well, you know, your girlfriend looking for some of that time too.
Oh, no,
she's looking
didn't.
For at least 7 days.
I know you said.
Girlfriend
no,
looking
wait,
for at least
wait,
7 days.
Wait,
that wasn't me now. That was that other guy.
Right, I'm with you.
Right.
That wasn't me. That was the other guy. That's
the other guy speaking for you.
Right.
I don't think so.
You don't think so. I like that.
That would have been nice, Tommy, if you had taken a trip. You know, 14 days? Come on now. You could have taken at least a week.
Yeah, I guess I could have left
them,
you know.
Well, sometimes
like to join disappear. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, sometimes you don't like your spouse that much. You don't want to go on vacation with
him. I see.
You rather be back at work. Truthfully.
Oh.
I mean, you're talking about the rate of divorce has gone up. Evidently, you know, there's a whole lot of people that's feeling
true.
That way.
I just ain't talking.
No,
I understand.
A lot of people right now can't afford to go nowhere. Ride around the block two or three times before they go home because they don't want to go home.
Really?
You ain't never heard about that?
I've known people like that.
Wow. No, I've never known anything. You know, that's really sad that people have to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's
I mean,
what happens
like,
when you marry the wrong person. When you go to get married, the imposters show up, and then after the I do's is said, then the real person comes out. You know, and so you find out, that wasn't what I expected.
I don't know.
But listen. But that's just a glimpse of that other person, because there's something that gravitated you to like her to even say I do. Now all of a sudden, yes, they always say the representative come up, but that representative is still there. But there's something else about that person that irritated you, where now all of a sudden you like, wait a minute, hold up, who's this person? You know what I mean?
No.
Well, I can agree on part of that.
But the other half is, you know, when you're dating and going out with somebody, you always have a place to escape to, which is normally back home to your own house.
Yes.
And
yes.
then, you know, you know, then they're in, now that they're in there, you know, you get married and all this stuff. The stuff that you used, she used to do while you weren't there, now she's doing in front of you, and you say, ah, I didn't know she did that, or he did that. I mean, it's both ways. It's not just on the lady's side or the man's side. It goes,
correct,
you know, both ways. You know, I wasn't
correct
trying to pick on ladies, but I'm using my example because I don't know how ladies deal with, you know what I mean? I know the guy's side of it. I don't know the lady's side of it.
Well,
yeah,
you know,
but
what,
to circle a house three times before you go in, that's kind of bad. That's bad. We have another caller. Caller, how you doing? Would you like to chime in on? I'm fine. You want to chime in on this conversation?
Yeah, just to learn something. You know what? A lot of things are brewing. I remember when one of my staff people at the office, we gave her you know, retirement party at the office, and her husband, her kids were there and all that. And so I looked at her, and her husband was there. I said, now listen, don't you go getting on this man's nerves because you retired and get on his nerves and then get divorced. And she just laughed at it. You know, we all laughed. It was a joke. The next time I saw her, she said, "What are you doing? You know, at home?" She says, "And I said, how's the husband?" She said, "We're getting a divorce." I said, "For what? He just went home. For what?" She said, "Because he had it all together. He said I was cutting in on his life. See, she's usually there at work. He's supposed to be at work or whatever. He had another life outside. You know, it was going on anyway. You know." So she's saying she thinks that I'm just another life. So it's always, it's got to be something else there already. That's what I look at, you know.
Yeah,
you know, she was,
you
know, they were older couple and stuff. She said, but, you know, he had something else going on while I was at work. He, you know, doing this thing, you know.
That's really interesting that older people would do that. And I think they are.
They'll go through a midlife crisis or something like that.
And even that, you know what, sometimes also people get comfortable. They just get comfortable and they just content with whatever, and they don't really pay attention because I guess they just think that their husband is doing right because they doing right. You know what I'm saying? And then they grow this long relationship that they don't expect that the husband or the wife is out there messing around, you know, because they don't see anything different or paying attention. And that could be it. Sometimes if you get so comfortable, you don't even pay attention to your husband, where that's why he did go out and do something, you know, to have a double life.
Or your wife. There's a whole lot of women out here cheating too.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I did say the woman or the man, yes. But what happened is that somewhere down the line, we let the flame go out, and we don't keep that flame going. We get comfortable and get used to that person almost as if he's a part of the furniture. And it's like, hey, how you doing? Oh, okay, just sit next to you, chit-chat, and keep it moving.
Yeah, sometimes people outgrow each other, too, you know, and, you know, somebody wants something in life, and the other person isn't interested in doing something.
Or, she's a constipated,
I mean, you know, or that person just don't like looking at that person anymore. Sometimes, you know, maybe the person has gained weight. You know, maybe the person has gained 100 pounds.
But love is supposed to conquer all of that. You know, what you get married for in the first place?
I mean, because
you love one
another. Sometimes people fall out of love. I mean, what love got to do with it?
That's why God made our eyes go as we get older. That's why
your vision gets bad.
Vision gets bad as you get older.
So your vision gets bad as you get older.
I don't think... You know, I don't think you fall out of love. I think you give up in trying to keep the relationship going. Because the gentleman just said somebody, you know, gain weight or whatever, and then they don't look good, they fall out of love. If that's your partner and you truly love that person, you say, hey, babe, let's go for a walk. Keep it real and say, you know what? You've been putting on some weight.
Right.
Something must be going on because
as
we get older, our body do changes. You know what I'm saying? And say, hey, babe,
not,
let's do for a walk.
It might not need to wait. It might be you just don't like this person no more. It's like, okay, we've been together all these years. You know what? I just don't like you no more. You know, it's you know, sometimes,
you know,
you've gone places and seen men that seem like they're either henpecked or they're a little soft-spoken, where they have a wife who's louder and boisterous, you know, and, you know, all these years they've been holding their peace, and, you know, maybe at some point they just get tired of it. And the same thing with a woman. I mean, you know, she could be in a relationship where she feels like the man has been controlling or stifling or holding her back from her goals. And, you know, like you were talking about your friend's parents, you know, who are getting divorced. And the dad just said, you know, hey, I'm willing to buy you out, because in a lot of older relationships, the man handled all the finances. And I've heard in some situations, the woman doesn't even know how to pay the bills because the man's controlled everything. So either he dies, if he dies, you know, she's at a loss because, you know, she hasn't had to do it. Now, you know, now if she has kids, the kids got to kick in and help. Now they looking at mom because she all helpless. You know, she's old and she's been a housewife all her life. You know,
but
or maybe, in some instances.
Some people, your spouse might get ill. And then what you do, you're not supposed to leave them at that time. But some of them still do. The wife has been, you know, she has cancer. And that just blows him away. So he can't deal with it, so he leaves her. What kind of crap is that?
Yeah, it's sad because love wasn't there. Love wasn't in the equation for a man to just leave his wife when he has cancer. That's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, that's like, I can agree with that. You know, the black lady, I think she was a chef. You know, her and her husband were together.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You know.
And he invited his girlfriend over there to help him with his wife.
She got dementia, and so, you know, the lady that he was, you know,
I still think that
she was helping out,
blooded.
And that was his girlfriend. So,
cold-blooded.
You know what? Don't say
that.
Jenny, you mentioned that it's cold-blooded. No, listen. You mentioned that it's cold-blooded. Sometimes you have people who actually get sick, and maybe he might have had a conversation with his wife, and she kind of feels sorry that, you know, hey, this happened to her, and she might say, you know what, I want you to be happy, and maybe they had a conversation and say, you know what, she probably told him to go find somebody else, and he said, well, if I do, I don't want to leave you. Do you mind if I let this girl who I fell in love with or whatever come and help you together? Maybe she agreed to that. You know what I'm saying? There's more dynamic
than
what we see or what's being told.
True.
But I can see myself letting my husband and his girlfriend come in to take care of me, as long as he's happy and he's still there supporting me. I'm okay with that.
I don't go along with that. I don't go along. God is not going along with that craziness.
No.
Well, some people would rather say, put me in a nursing home, and you go live your life with my money.
Yeah, that I can see. That I can see. But to bring another woman
in
her house, and you're right, she had the money. You know,
she got dementia. She don't remember anything.
Right. Yeah.
But she's still a person.
And you don't know what type of relationship people have. I mean, some people, you know, they swingers, you know, some people have that type of relationship. Some people, you know, have other relationships within their relationships together.
That's
you know,
true.
So people don't know what goes on behind closed doors.
You don't. But you know what that means?
But everybody got an opinion.
Obviously, that man did not want to leave his wife or send her in a nursing home. No,
she
wanted to take
the money.
You know, but it was the woman's money.
Right. That's why he didn't want to leave her.
Okay, so wait a minute. So you saying it was all the woman's money, the man that had no money?
They were in business together.
So it's not all her money.
Well,
no,
I still don't go along with that. No,
there's a type of, you know, commitment.
That's me,
the type of commitment that should be there. The husband and wife.
I think so.
Well, I mean, you know, it's like if, you know, the wife can no longer perform sexually, does that mean the husband should be celibate the rest of her life?
You got it.
Okay, well, I guess.
Was that you, Lucy?
Well, hey.
Yes, you know it was.
You know what? You know what? That's a conversation.
Hey, man.
It's a conversation to have.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hope I don't run into any kind of...
But that's how come relationships are so loose and so, you know.
Where's CC at?
It's so loose.
What's CC's opinion? Right.
What I CC think, ain't said nothing.
I'm just listening because I remember when I was in UAD, I took this class. I was trying to think of the name of this tribe. But what would happen would be, whenever the man, you know, dies, you know, they normally build a fire, you know, but they take the wife and they tie her to the thing before they
they burn
the
her
fire.
Away, yeah.
Can you imagine being a 16-year-old girl and your parents marry you off to a 65-year-old guy? Now your life expectancy is getting really short. And the thing about it, if she broke away, now here's the thing. If she broke away, they'd bring her back and tie her back to the thing.
And burn her up.
Are these Indians?
That's Indians. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Different things happen differently. You know, you'll be amazed at what goes on, you know, in different people houses. You know,
that's
and some
true.
People like men. Some men set up women to be dependent. You know, they make that lady can't get out there. Because right
that's
next door to my mom, there was this lady. I can't think of her last name right now, but I was walking out of the door. And she's, the screen door is, you know, it's closed. And she's just bamming and hollering, help. And I looked at her, you know, I'm like, this lady must be crazy. Because the screen door, you know, the screen door wasn't open, but her other inside door was open. Her husband had did so much for her, she didn't even know how to open up a screen door.
Wow.
She wasn't an African-American sister, was she?
Yes, she was.
Wow.
Really?
Travis was her name. I said, Miss Travis, what's wrong? Help, I can't get out. I'm like, all you got to do is push out of the lever inside, you know. But I'm saying,
some people like
to keep people defended. Because that way they feel they're not going anywhere. That's just another way of controlling.
Yeah.
Wow.
Correct. Exactly. Exactly. That's all it is.
So,
but you know what? She also had a choice. She knew what she was getting into.
But some people get into something. Some people get into something and get out of something else. You know.
Yeah.
That's true.
Maybe
that's true.
You know.
Why do people pick the same type person they just got rid of?
Well, you know how that is. I mean, you got a type, and it's like you attract certain things. Sometimes, you know, you attract abusers. You know, you can attract losers. You know, or you could attract money. You know, so
and it's familiar, and you know, you can deal with it.
Yeah, I can't say
that. I think I think sometimes that people don't set boundaries, you know, not setting boundaries and not knowing exactly what they want or what they're looking for, and then that's why they end up getting the same thing that they want and being miserable.
Mm-hmm. And then there are people with low self-esteem. I mean, you know, not everybody has high self-esteem.
That's true.
Is optimistic about life and those things. Some people are just miserable. Some people were born, you know, some people were raised, you know, and the way that they were raised and the way that they were treated, you know, they may have been beat down and their self-esteem is just low. So, you know, somebody comes along and takes advantage of that, you know,
right.
and they go along willingly. You know, and there you go. Somebody's, you know, being controlling, and whatever that person says goes. You know, and
but,
so, I mean, there's people
know,
out there like that.
Sometimes people just twist things in their own mind, you know, that they're not seeing what they're really seeing. They're trying to make it, you know, something totally different. I had this one friend, she was dating this guy, and she was telling me how crazy, you know, she was about him, that, you know, that when she left this house, he would follow her to make sure she got home safely, you know, and said she's never had nobody that cared that much about her before. I said, have you ever thought about he wanted to make sure that you got home, and once you got at home, he went to do whatever else he wanted to do. Well, no,
okay.
I didn't think it was like that. You don't know. He was just so concerned. I said, but what if he got caught by traffic light and you going on up the road? If he's that concerned about you, he'd pick you up, take you home, and then, you know, do whatever.
Okay.
He's going to follow you to make sure where you're going.
yeah, something wrong with that picture, right?
Definitely wrong. You know, but I'm saying people start accepting things without, you know, thinking about why somebody does something. I don't care in what corporation or wherever you're at, there's always something to enact, a reaction to an action. And then it's up to you to interpret, you know, what you're going to do with it.
All right.
Yeah, that's why, you know, you have to teach these kids, you know. You know, I've got daughters and I have to teach them, you know, to well, you know, one of them married, but the other one, you know, just teach her when she's dating, you know, to ask questions, you know, because, you know, on occasion, you know, she just doesn't think that certain things are important to ask, you know. You know, it's like, no, you need to, you know, be very discerning of who's in your space and who you give your time to, you know. And so it's just a big education with that because, you know, I can see where a lot of young ladies can get caught up because, you know, if you don't have someone to teach you, you know, you're not asking the right questions. And,
that's right.
You know, somebody that has a little more game than you can take advantage of that. And, you know, you find yourself caught up in a situation. So it's a lot of training involved in making sure that young ladies are aware of what's going on out here.
You know what happens?
That is so true.
You know, I
go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, you know how back in the day, you know, you always, if there was a father in the home, you know, and the girl was dating somebody, they had to bring their boyfriend to the home so the dad or the parents can, you know, compensate with the person to make sure that, hey, you know, my daughter's protected.
And they can tell.
And you know that also, and that also not only the ladies but also the young men. You know, I have two boys, and I always say, "Hey, bring her over. Let me talk to her. Let me inspect to find out what's going on because your issue won't be my issue, and I don't feel like dealing with that issue. So let me check her out and let me find out exactly what she's all about. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Because later on down the line, you know, I know when you're unhappy and then you, mom, you know, what's going on? And so for me, I always call my kids. I try to at least reach out to them every single day or every other day. And when they don't answer the phone, I always say, go make somebody else your mama now. You already got one mama now, you know.
I heard that. All right.
Yes, you know. So it's really important.
That's real.
But usually young women, they end up with someone just like their dad. If dad's in the house,
it depends.
Well, that could be that could be good or bad.
That is true.
Because if your dad's a dog, you know, and talks crazy to your mama, or you know, is abusive to women, you know, and that's who you choose, then you know, that ain't gonna
be good.
That's
all she knows.
Yeah.
But you know,
a
lot of times people behind that kind of stuff, because they know they kind of find out what you will fall for, and then once they find out what you will fall for, they kind of, you know, cater themselves to that, and then once you know you get your feelings in there, then all of a sudden, you know, it's a totally different ball game. Because I'll never forget this. One of my stepfathers, my mother was married twice. One of my stepfathers, I can't remember when my mom was gone. And, she had went down south to because her mom was sick. So she spent 2 weeks, you know, down south because her mom was, you know, she was dying. And so I was walking through the house, and he said, come here, T.C. I said, come here. He said, come here. I got to talk to you. So I said, I'm like, well, okay. Must be something interesting, right? You know what he said? He said, I want to tell you where you can hit a woman so they can't, it won't show. And I looked at that man, I said, what in the world would I want to know that for?
Right.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? But that was his, you see what I mean? A lot of people hide stuff. You know, when they think they can get away with it, then all of a sudden they come up with, you know, these crazy lines. And I
didn't ever hit your mom, did he?
He was
going to
teach you how to be a man.
Yeah, that's what the people from, I guess, Georgia consider being a man, I guess. I have no clue.
Did he ever hit your mom that you know of?
Well, I guess, but she's gone now. Yes, he has.
Okay.
But now, like I said, but during those times, me and my brother was really young, okay? And so when as he got older, later, you know, as my brother turned 16 and 17, I guess he was going to show his spark, my stepfather, by going to come and jump on my mother. And then my brother just knocked, cold cocked him and knocked him out. From that point on, guess what?
That was the end of that.
But now she was one of those people. You know, I know it's my mom. I know she ain't gonna mind me saying this. She used to hate to come home.
Oh wow.
She was one of those people with, you know, because whenever she came home, you know, it was always,
something.
It was never,
always,
right.
Yeah.
She used to get so bad that I think when we hear the car pull up, everybody go jump in the bed and act like they sleep.
Wow.
You know, that's really sad. I was going to say mom only came home and dealt with that because of her children.
And she probably needed some support, you know. Sometimes it's hard in these streets, you know.
And you know, you want your kids to eat, and you want some security. So sometimes, you know, you put up with some things you might not put up with otherwise.
That's true. So, but you know, I'm just saying, people don't always show you who they are, you know, till they know they got their claws into you.
Yeah.
And then when they get their claws into you, they just start itching away a little bit at a time. Because what that taught me was I was going to never be like that guy. You know what I mean? So either you can accept
what
somebody gives you. Huh? He died. They wound up separating. And I got to give him credit for something. They separated back in the 70s or whatever. And he moved down to Macon, Georgia. But one thing he did do, I have to give him, he always brought his money home, right? After they split up, my mom got a letter from the mortgage company talking about her mortgage was paid off. And she said, my mortgage can't be paid off. He went and paid off her mortgage.
Wow.
While he was down in Georgia. And then when he was staying with his brother, he wound up giving her some ungodly amount of money, you know, because he said his brother was stealing it from him. But, you know, so I guess maybe that, I don't want to say payback for all the bad things he did, you know.
Guilty conscience.
But, you know, he did do some good things. So, you know.
Yeah, even if a bad person is good sometimes.
Sometimes, right. But the question is, are you more happy than you are sad? You know. But like I said, people change. You know, people change. And, you know, because I think when she got with him, we were like 4 years old. So, you know, that was a long time of, you know, watching and looking and, you know, not understanding what's going on. You know, but like I'm saying, you know, you never know what goes on behind closed doors. And when you're with somebody all the time when you weren't used to him, a lot of things may get on your nerves that didn't get on your nerve, you know, every once in a while.
That's true.
So sometimes changes ain't what you think they are.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, Charmaine?
Yes, ma'am.
So what do you think?
It was a lot of conversation going on today. That's all I can say. And it's good. It's good. And we need more of it. You know what I mean? Because I know a lot of females are hurting in this relationship. You know, everybody's trying to find that right partner. Everybody's trying to find love, and you know, you never know what you get. It's like you got to be careful when you open up that door. You know. And there's also a lot of sacrifices, you know, we deal with, you know, because like you said, you know, with low self-esteem or insecurity, you know, or people just afraid of being alone, you know, that they'll just settle for anything as long as they got a partner.
That's true.
So, yeah.
That's true.
You know, and that age gap I found with older men is a big part of it. I've noticed that as men get older and they try to deal with younger ladies, you know, someone that they can dominate because, they, you know, they got a little bit of change in their pockets and whatever. And I'm going to tell you one on me. I went to this nightclub, and I was about 35 years old at the time. And I went there and I looked, and I saw all these old men in there. They were in their 60s, or, you know, telling with all these gold chains and stuff on. And when I left it, I said, Lord, please don't let me be that person when I get 65, sitting in one of these clubs with all that gold on, trying to get some young girl.
You know, it's funny that you say that because I have noticed that a lot of older men are now dating a lot of Asian, a lot of Chinese women from different countries. And, you know, and I'm thinking, and they look young, and it's kind of like they have the slightest clue. It's almost kind of like they're training this woman to be what they want them to be. You know what I mean?
Right. But, you know,
and sometimes it's sad, you know, because they have the slightest clue what they got themselves into.
Well, that's
one
what,
lady.
You know, no, go ahead, TC.
Go ahead. Okay. I was saying, I was out at a picnic at Bill Owl, right, and I met this young lady. Really attractive young lady, you know, and I started talking to her, you know, trying to, you know, fill her out. And she said, are you married? I said, no. Oh, well, I can't talk to you because I only talk to married men.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
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 She, you know, she don't want the responsibility.
Well,
yeah,
I guess
that's
you can
what
make
it,
him go home.
Like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. She wanted to be friends with benefits, and, you know, somebody else can deal with that.
That's right.
You know, I am. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah. I heard this song years ago. I know you know the songwriter, the singer. Her name is Denise LaSalle. I tell you, some of the songs that she put out, but this one song, she talks about when her and her husband or whatever, he came to her one day, and he said, well, he didn't want to be bothered with her anymore. And she said, what's wrong? What did I do wrong? You know, all this stuff. And he said, because he done met this young girl, and she makes him feel good and all of this stuff. And she said, I tried to hold on to him and grab his leg. No, don't leave me, all of this. But he went on anyway. And stuff. So then a couple of weeks later, he comes back. And so she said, when you back, what happened to Susie that you wanted to be with? And he said, well, she changed when I got over there. And she said, yeah, I know why she changed because, you know, she said, because I know what I know what to do, you know, because, you know, she saw you a different way. I see you like you are, you know, so to speak. She said, I know what happens when I have to spray those feet of yours. You know, I know what's how to do with them feet. They're smelling so bad. And then I know how you feel. That's what he said. When you wake up and you got this breath and stuff like that. She's now going back over there. Going back over there. She said, and then her husband started crying and cutting up. And she thought about the way they loved each other and all that. She said, okay, come on back in here. I'll take you back. You know, they go through this crisis, you know. But when people, you know, if people can take you as you are, you know, when there's no makeup on, that you're just yourselves and you enjoy each other, that's the main thing. She said, I know what to do with them feet that smell so bad. I got some Lysol spray or something that sprayed them feet and all of this. I know what to do. I know what to do when you wake up in the morning. Everybody got morning breath. You know, everybody don't wake up looking like, what's the deal? We got all sharp and everything. I know what to do about that. I know what to do about that. She said, I thought about how much we loved each other. And she said, come on back in here. But, you know, he's looking for the, if I might be so bold. That's something. You know, she know what to do with each other, you know. You cherish each other. You see your good points and your bad points. Everybody's human.
Yeah,
everybody, and they're looking for something to set them off, to make them feel good. You have to feel good within yourself, whether you're young or old.
There you go.
Yeah, so, you know, and it just takes something. You know, COVID just brought out what everybody's been doing anyway. You know, that's all. It just brought it out.
Mm-hmm.
It just brought it out. Thank you for letting me put my input.
Oh, yeah. They brought it out
that was
with
a good
bang.
One.
You know, it's interesting because I was talking to somebody earlier about that, you know, and, you know, I was saying how, you know, we looking for a relationship, but we want this package. We want this gift to be so perfect that it has everything, but God is not going to give you no perfect gift. You know, you're going to get something that you want, but then you want to have to do the work to be able to get the other things that you want together. Mm-hmm. That's why it's a partner relationship, you know. And then, you know, sometimes people say they want love, and sometimes people don't know what love is, you know, but they just want this
love.
They don't know what
it
is. They
say
they see love. They see love.
Exactly.
Love is when you're committed to each other. When a person can't do anything or whatever, you know, you're there with your husband. You're there with your wife. You know, you're there. You're committed to each other. It comes, it passes. It goes to the point where you're just committed to that. That's my wife. I'm going to stay with her. You know, so we get on each other's nerves. Sometimes I'll be sleeping on the edge of the bed because she's mad. I'm mad with her and all of that, but we're committed to one another. And that's the whole
Absolutely.
Thing. It's commitment.
Absolutely.
And when you get sick, you know, you're going to work hard, you know, boy, to get that person out of the air.
Well, that, like you said, that longevity is really important. My grandparents stayed in Mississippi, and they were about maybe – three or four miles from the main road, right? And me and my brother, we sitting back there. We're like 12 or 13 years old, sitting back in the back seat. And now they will fuss all the way till they get to the gate that they had to open to get to their house. And once they pass that gate, you never hear another, you know, they never get tough or anything like that, but you would never hear another harsh word, right? And so I told them, did you notice that? He said, no. But when they left the house, they stayed quiet until they get back to that same gate. As soon as they open that gate, they start. And they go all the way south, all the way back there.
They keep each other going, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
That's interesting. You said that it was like a certain destination they got, and then all of a sudden they was like, oh, hell, I'm going back to the south with you.
Right.
It is. It's something about relationships are important.
Right.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
All relationships.
Very important.
Whether friendship, husband, just friends, all relationships is important.
I know this one pastor, he spoke of this relationship this woman had with her husband, and they had children, and finally he didn't want to be bothered with her anymore, so she said, well, he went off and he married somebody else, and for 30 years, she had to work to take care of her kids and raise them, but she wanted her husband, and so after 30 years of him being with this other woman raising her kids, he got sick, real sick. Well, that woman that he was with didn't want him. She wasn't going to sit there and take care of him. And so didn't take care of him. So she came back. So she came. She went and got her husband after 30 years and gone. Brought him back into the house and took care of him, nursed him and everything until he died and stuff. And I remember the pastor said one thing. He said this. He said, you know what? I know that you got the spirit of God. You ain't got to speak in tongues. Someone leaves you. But she still loved her husband, and that's the way it was.
Yeah.
And she took care of him and all of this stuff.
She truly loved him for her to go back and get him and take care of him. Was he the
You ain't lying.
After leaving her and her kids. Her kids are raised.
Wow.
She took care of nursing, taking care of him and stuff. And he wasn't there for her at all.
He passed away.
And stuff. He said, I know you got the spirit of God in you. After 30 years.
Yeah, a lot of people not like
you
that. Said,
wait a minute, are you? No. I'm going to have to pass on that one. Did you say 30 years she was gone or 3 years?
30 years he was gone. Help somebody else raise their kids.
Years.
Her with her.
Oh, I thought you said 3 years.
I did.
No,
30 years.
30 years, 30, 3-0.
No. I would have forgotten about it.
I would have rolled him back up to that lady's house and shot him up there in the wheelchair and tossed him there. And left him right there.
After 30 years. She loved her husband,
I mean, how do you love somebody so
good
that ain't there?
Right.
You can still have a love for a person.
I mean, it's funny, when
I was talking to my mother. Okay, my father's been dead. He was in his 60s. My mother, so I was telling my mother, I said, Mama, now that Daddy's gone, I said, you can get you a boyfriend. You can do this. You know what she told me? She said, I will never dishonor your father like that. And she hasn't.
Wow.
Your daddy is gone. Your daddy is dead. Your daddy not around the corner dating another woman.
Yeah, but just the fact that she's going to be loyal to him no matter what, People can love each other. I will never dishonor him like that.
Yeah, it's funny because there's a lot of biblical stories you hear in that. Where, a woman was married to a king or whatever, but she never got married again. She honored that man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I could see that. That's like
Dr. Dre.
I could
see it for about 30 days, but I don't know.
30 years. The woman he was doing.
That's like Dr. Dre and his divorce
case.
Dr. Dre.
I love
her. He been scheduled to, he got to pay his wife $3 million a year. Or until she gets remarried. I don't know that she'll be getting remarried anytime soon.
Nah.
Nope.
I'll pass on that one.
I wouldn't.
Right. She can have a lot of boyfriends, but I don't know if she's going to be getting
married. Exactly, right? I'm a partner companion.
Right.
I know that's right. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Three, you said 3 weeks a million?
Yeah, you got to pay her $3 million a year.
Oh, $3 million. Oh, my God, man.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah.
Like I said, if Oprah Winfrey wanted to fall in love with me, believe me, she wouldn't even have to walk anywhere. I'd pick her up and carry her anywhere she wanted to go. And I'd be waving out the window as I go by.
You see, she ain't married. What's his name?
Stedman. Ain't going nowhere either.
Why would he? He'd be the craziest man in the world.
Okay.
Well, I don't know about that.
I guess.
This is kind of a sad story and a one that makes you say, at the same time. This friend of mine I went to school with, when her son was coming home from school, he went to cross the street and a car hit him, right? And he became a quadriplegic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, from the neck down, right? Which is, sad part of the story. And so anyway, they had to go so that for every dollar that was spent in medical bills, they had to put it in the child's account, So he stayed at the University of Michigan almost 2 or 3 years. But the first year, which was the weird one, was he was in a coma. So they kept wanting to take him off the ventilators and stuff, right? So the mother, she goes up there, her name was Gwen. She went up there and she started crying and praying, because they were thinking about actually doing it after a year. And she said, before I got finished with that prayer, he said, Mama, and that she called the doctors and they were able to revive him. So, from the neck down, he was paralyzed, but he could still function and everything, and he had this special thing to go in your mouth, to let him, make his computer type out. So anyway,
Jenny, can you mute your phone, Jenny White?
Now, Mom. Okay.
Jenny White.
All right, I hear you. I hear you.
So anyway, she built the house out in Southfield, right? And then the insurance came and built another house right next door to her. And then between the two, they put in this giant swimming pool, right? Olympic-sized swimming pool. So she gives me this call. She says, Tommy, you won't believe this. I says, what? She said, Larry left me. I said, what do you mean Larry left you? She said, well, he said he had to find himself. I said, he had to find himself. Now, he didn't bought him any kind of car that he wanted, anything else, And she had about $7 million. I said, and you mean the guy saying he wants to leave you because he got to find himself? I said, how can you find yourself if you can't find yourself in a $1 million house with a swimming pool and a Jaguar sitting out in front? He's going to leave you because he needs to find himself. You know what she said?
Maybe he left some money. Maybe he didn't get that money.
He may have had a long string. But I'm just saying, people walk away from stuff because they don't even know what they're going to do. But unfortunately, she wound up dying. Unfortunately, the stress of all that made her take cocaine and her heart just blew up in her chest. She had the money, but, the stress behind all that just.
Oh, yeah.
But so people do different things, which some people will get closer to God, while other people go just the opposite way. And sometimes the decision ain't what you want, but I guess the decision that the man upstairs want you to make.
I think you're right. So I think we had a good show tonight, Jenny White. What you think?
Yeah, I think it was a good show. Thank you, Ms. Charmaine Holland, for all of your points.
Virginia, are you going to do what we talked about? What's the lady's name that always be on the radio on the with us?
Lucy Payne.
Miss Lucy, yeah. You know, she kept suggesting about us maybe look at something and start to see what we can do to solve a problem or get ideas out about, of how to, like we talked
about. Is that what Miss Payne is talking about?
Is she on today?
Let Miss Payne come up with an idea.
Okay.
Right. Well, Denise LaSalle says spray them feet.
Yeah.
That would solve that problem.
I know that's right. Yeah.
This was a good show, boy. You had me laughing all night.
Yeah, it was good. I thank you, Ms. Howard, for your expertise.
You're welcome.
So what did you think?
Oh, I loved it. I enjoyed the entertainment. You know what I'm saying? And I enjoyed the open dialogue. So it was wonderful.
Yeah, I like that. I like it better like that. So everybody gets a chance, and everybody learns from everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I love it, yeah.
Yeah, so
they always say communication is the key.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they say. A lot of people don't want to listen to others.
That's true.
They think they know so much.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Back is against the wall, and then you have no more options.
Right. But I wouldn't have took no man back no 30 years later.
She did. She loved her. She loved her husband. That's the main one. She loved her husband.
She didn't. Well,
she loved her husband.
But when she got him back, wasn't he sick when she got him back?
Yeah, she was the woman didn't want to take care of him, and so she took care of him until he died.
Bless her heart.
I'm curious to see if he had any money. That's the reason why she took him back.
No, we might have some social security, maybe whatever. But no,
she had love.
She had her own, But she took him and she took love the husband. You don't see that kind of love anymore. You don't.
No, you don't.
I don't know if that love. I don't know because he surely didn't love her.
But the Bible says that was the part.
But I bet you he was glad she got him, and he didn't
have to care of him. I bet he was.
Well, the question is, if that would have happened to her, if she had got sick, would he have taken her back?
No, he wouldn't.
No, he wouldn't.
I wonder did she know that?
Sure, she knew it. She knew a woman.
She
had
care.
A good job, her own job, raised her kids and stuff. That's what she loved.
Hmm. I guess that's possible.
Yeah. You know, sometimes we never know what rule that God put on us for us to do. Maybe, like you said, the pastor said that was a woman of God. You know what I mean? And sometimes, God put people together for a purpose and for a reason. And maybe, it didn't last long for them. But when that man got sick, she knew, hey, let me take care of him. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. He wasn't good. Yeah.
I'm with you. I am totally with you.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can do that.
Right.
It might be a calling of God say, all right, Charmaine, you need to go take care of your husband that left you. That's the only reason. If God said that's what I got to do, then that's what I got to do. But you leave it up to Charmaine, it ain't going to happen.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, Ms. Charmaine, I appreciate you. Is there some last thing you want to leave us with?
No, but if anybody want to, you know, find more about me, you could go on my website. It's Charmaine Holland, just like my name, Charmaine, and last name is Holland, Holland. And I just published my first book July 13th, last month. It's called Walking in Your Purpose One Day at a Time, and it has spiritual affirmations that help people change their mindset trying to get to their purpose in life. So that's what I did. I do have another book coming out.
Okay.
That's
a good thing.
So I thank you very much for the opportunity to share.
Oh, we appreciated it, you. We really did.
Thanks so much.
So
yeah.
My co-host, did you have anything you'd like to leave us with? Well, I guess he's not talking.
He's not there? Okay. And you call
talking,
co-host. What is his name?
Talking about my grandkids acting crazy. But anyway, TC, did you have anything to say?
Nope. Just enjoyed myself.
Good. I'm glad about that. Lucy?
Spray them feet. Good night.
Well, she's stuck on those feet, ain't
she? You know you ought to stop.
Love you.
Okay. Thank you. Love you, too. And I'd like to say that the calling on your life is irrevocable. Your shortcomings, your failures cannot undo the plan that was ordained for you. So keep that in your mind. No matter what, God's got you, and he's got something for you. So with having said that, I'll say thank you for my guests. Thank you for everybody that just come on and contributed to the conversation. I appreciate all of you. And for those that you just called and listened, you know I love you. I really, really do. So keep doing what you're doing. And I'd like to say everybody have a great weekend. And that's the end. This has been the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.